never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel laws.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Sunday edition of the Info Warrior, and we are going to be covering the complete and total collapse of the dollar. We're also going to be talking about this big protest over in D.C. It's kind of upsetting to me that Glenn Beck is getting all the credit for this, but it's nice to see that this is the largest outcry ever and that people can take to the streets even if they don't know the exact issues that they're talking about or voting on. Why are we covering the collapse of the dollar? Well, because Forbes has said it has collapsed. And I want to do a little review for people. Because I typed in dollar collapse Forbes to see what I was going to get. And sure enough, about 2 years ago, now remember, InfoWars was telling you the economy's going into the tubes and the dollar's going to collapse. This is what Forbes was telling you June 20th, 07. So a little bit over 2 years ago. One of the popular doomsday scenarios is that the Chinese, maybe even the Japanese, begin to dump U.S. treasuries. Totally and completely happened. Completely happened. In fact, the big headline 3 days ago was that China wants a new world reserve currency. And remember, they already kind of did this at the G20 earlier this year. It's the SDR, the Special Drawing Rights Unit. And you can just type in SDR conversion rate, okay? When you go to SDR conversion rate, you'll see that the dollar is about 63 cents. It's not even top dog. It's not even close to a one-to-one conversion. I think the pound is a little higher. Last time I checked, I think the dinar was the tops. But listen to this. This scenario has it that the dollar plummets, interest rates spike, stocks fall, recession follows. All of which happened. Every single last bit of it happened. And this is the next sentence. We've consulted several worthy experts on the scenario and found it lacking in traction. So they tell you, no, don't worry about it. It's just a doomsday scenario. This is a little over 2 years ago. Okay? Then in April of this year, Forbes puts out this headline. The coming dollar collapse. See, now they're easing you into it. You know, 18 months later, they can say, all right, it looks like it might happen. It's already happened at this point in April. Okay, this is right around the G20, I believe. But look, the coming dollar collapse. See how they ease you into it? And now, September 8th, this week, the dollar collapses. It's official. Forbes.com says it. The U.S. dollar reached its lowest point against the euro this year in a myriad of forces, including rising global stocks and commodities prices, low interest rates, and investors diversifying out of treasury debt and into other assets, including U.S. stocks, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average approaching 9,500 in late afternoon trading. Dollar done. Collapsed. So now we have the G20 coming up September 24th and 25th. All right. What are they going to announce here? I'm very interested to know. Are they going to say, yes, it's time for a hard global currency? Remember, Medvedev brought out a model of the global currency. And I've got this headline out of Reuters right here. This is from the chief of the IMF. Global economic crisis to continue. And we're going to go over this in depth. I've got the whole thing highlighted out because it's a very important article. See, this guy's admitting, we got a long way to go. People are going to start struggling even more. Meanwhile, I watched President Barack Obama last week, and he actually said, we took the economy from the brink of disaster, and now we have a recovery. Things are looking up. Give me a break. What kind of propaganda is this? It's disgusting. It's disturbing. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He said things like, you will be required to have health insurance the same way most states require you to have auto insurance. Very blatant, very blunt about that. We're going to be taking your calls, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776 on these topics and anything else you want to talk about. Maybe I'm missing some stories, but we're really going to get, I mean, gold right now, as the dollar collapses, over 1,000. Just shooting up. Why? Because this is a hard currency. This is actually worth something. The cat's out of the bag. The dollar ain't worth anything. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior. Go check us out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
So out of the mouth of babes, Forbes, the dollar has collapsed. Now remember how they eased you into it a little over 2 years ago? Oh, these crackpots are saying that the dollar's going to collapse, that we're going to have a recession. That's not very likely. Then in April, well, the dollar looks like it's collapsing. They get you ready for this merger of the IMF and the World Bank and giving the Federal Reserve more powers and acting like the SEC is inept. Well, the SEC is inept because they're part of the cartel. Of course, they're not going to go after their bosses. Okay? Global economic crisis to continue, IMF chief. Now, this is in direct contradiction to what Lord Obama said to us just a few days ago with Biden behind him and that ghoul Pelosi. And then they have the, what really upset me was the WWE style politics of the boo boo. And then the one guy says, you lie. And the next day he apologizes, but he's campaigning and getting tons of money. It's a joke. Get me on the floor of the house when he says something like this. I'll say a lot more than you lie, and I'm not going to recant the next day because it's supposed to be gentlemanly of me. Give me a break. This is our country we're talking about. This is our Constitution, our Bill of Rights that's just going, it's gone. I mean, it's gone when they're going to force you into socialized health care that's not even going to protect you. It'll be yet another tax. Death care is what it is, and that's why it got that kind of a name. But they're going to play the left-right baseball, and I don't like it. Global economic crisis to continue, IMF chief. The global economic crisis will continue, and countries must do more to adapt to financial market regulations. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn told a German magazine on Saturday the global economic crisis will continue even if Germany and France had some good figures in the second quarter. Strauss-Kahn was quoted as saying in an advance copy of an article to be published in Der Spiegel on Sunday. And this basically came out on Saturday. It is right to say that not enough has happened. I hope the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh will bring new momentum, and it will because that's what the media will hype up. Meanwhile, Barack Obama is about to be the first sitting president as the head of the UN Security Council, just in time to host a huge globalist meeting. Just as the UN says that they need a new global reserve currency. Do you understand what this is about? This is about a big consolidation of power. This is about globalism. This is about gutting the dollar so it is no longer a currency. Without new rules, we will return to our old behavior. They need new rules. And here it is at the end, the crescendo. Okay? He says that they need exit strategies, ways to get out of currencies. In other words, we might need a way to get out of the dollar. He also said the IMF had sufficient resources for now, but if the body were to take an additional responsibility, it needs to coordinate a financial safety net for countries in financial difficulty. So in other words, let's give them even more power. We haven't given them enough. Again, global economic crisis to continue. Expect big news during the G20. They're probably just going to announce their global currency. It'll probably be a hard currency. It's not even going to be the SDR unit. It's unbelievable. But they're doing it right in front of your face. When there is no debate on the fact that a sitting president is going to be the head of the UN Security Council for the first time in history, just in time for them to start with this globalist meeting and all these nuclear talks, getting you ready also for climate change, because the economy and climate change, I got a couple articles on that, are the same exact thing. We're going to move into a credit-based carbon economy. It's right here. Mexico, Argentina, top G20 low carbon shift study. But this isn't really about Argentina and Mexico. And analysts say global recovery spending can link to the fight against climate change through the creation of green collar jobs. They're trying to be clever with it. It's a green collar job now. Remember when you used to be blue collar? Not anymore. We're green collar. We're saving the earth. For example, ailing auto industry is now reconstructing to supply more energy efficient and electric cars. Folks, if they wanted us to have the electric car, we'd all be driving in one by now. In the late 80s, one charge, 80 miles on some of these cars that were available to the public for lease. You couldn't own them. Watch Who Killed the Electric Car. It is narrated by Martin Sheen. Of course, Charlie Sheen's father, both those guys, very brave guys, very outspoken, have done a lot for their country. And by the way, the Charlie Sheen video has over, I think, combined over 500,000 views. It was at about 458,000 on the one link, but there's so many links to it now. It's gotten out on Fox News. It's all over the place. And it's really inspired me to read this article about somebody who woke up recently. And it's out of The Guardian, by the way. Now, this guy went to Bilderberg to go cover the story there. He was on the Alex Jones Show quite a bit during Bilderberg this year. His name was Charlie Skelton. He couldn't understand why he was being detained, why he wasn't allowed to take photographs. So this is actually, what is this? This is top three over at Guardian right now in the organ grinder section. 9/11 anniversary, a lovely day for a spot of protesting at the BBC. And this is one of the most fair and balanced and really loving articles, especially mainline articles towards 9/11 truth I've ever read. 8 years ago today, the world fell over on my TV screen while I vomited dodgy prawns into a washing up bowl. Shivering and baffled, I lay on the living room carpet picking shreds of bok choy from my poisoned teeth as the four busy horsemen of the apocalypse rode their jets into skyscrapers and put everything we knew about everything to the torch. No wonder some people saw Satan's face in the dust. September 11th was a day for the demons, a jubilee of mayhem, the devil's own harvest festival. 8 years later, and through the shivering has stopped, and though the shivering has stopped, that sense of bewilderment and awe remains. The dust from that day is still in people's lungs. Our world is madder than ever. And I'll never eat shrimp chow mein again. Damn you, Al-Qaeda. You took away my freedom to eat Chinese food. I hate your hatred of my freedom. Now here's where it really starts to get good. It's a lovely day for a spot of protesting. The sun is out. The placards are freshly sprayed, and the police are being friendly. You can do what you want, smiles the sergeant. Just don't run inside the building. Gareth assures me that running inside the building isn't part of the plan. The plan today is to hand out flyers and DVDs, holler facts at the BBC front entrance, and tell as many people as possible about nanothermite. I don't know what nanothermite is. Turns out it's a high-tech incendiary compound that the U.S. Department of Defense is fond of using to incendiarize things. It's a substance that professor from the University of Copenhagen has found in the rubble of Ground Zero. Gareth is excited about the nanothermite. The paper was peer-reviewed, he grins. I've got a copy of it if you want one. I'll take one for the tube. And that's the subway over there. If it's a choice between London Light and the Open Chemical Physics Journal, I know which one I'd rather spend rush hour with. Gareth Newman is from London Truth Action. He's hoping for a decent turnout today. Around 150 people are expected. Already there's 60 or so truthers here. And a cheery and informational vibe. You notice how he's humanizing them right away, saying it's cheery. He's not demonizing them at all. He's presenting the information we talk about. This is very novel. Let's see, where were we? There's a slim, half-uttered hope that the BBC might even do a story about the new evidence. They won't, of course. Everyone knows that. Still, Gareth is a beacon of optimism. A lot of younger people are questioning the official story, particularly those who are in the range of 18 to 25 when the attack happened. A sad bit of math takes place in my head. I'm one of the older guard. Something has changed over the last couple of years. Fewer people think we're crazy. The initial shock of the information is starting to wear off. And that is true. As time goes on, more people are apt to actually take a look at this information. As emotionally, it's still very hard for some people. I know I really got emotional during 9/11 as well. Something has changed over the last couple of years. Fewer people think we're crazy. And certainly the protest here feels resolutely sane. No one here has a tinfoil hat. Gareth's had a haircut and everything. The girl in the pants is about as kooky as it gets. The free DVDs are proving a hit with BBC workers. Spirits are running high and the leaflets are running low. I offer to go on and print some more. So he goes and actually prints some for him. This is just like, go Charlie Skeleton. Go back to sleep, booms the tall man with the loudspeaker as I heard off to the print shop. Let's see. Your government is in control. Believe everything that you're told. Don't ask questions. A driver honks his support. Either that or he's just honking at the girl who's wearing frilly knickers over the top of her jeans. It's hard to tell from just the honk. The massive banner opposite the lobby says investigate 9/11, which I realize isn't an imperative at all. It's a question. Everyone here is a question. Gareth is a question. Nanothermite is a question. Truth is a question. 9/11 is a question. But here's something I really don't understand. When did it become uncool to ask questions? When did questioners become imbeciles? Who gets to hand out the tinfoil hats? When did it become cool to believe what you're told? In the words of Mr. Hicks, did I miss a meeting? When did so many of the cynics and skeptics, so many of the sharpest brains I know, hello Charlie Booker, think that the cool thing to do is mock the questioners and defend the party line? How stratospherically uncool is that? You want to know who's cool? Gareth is cool. Moshin in the pink shirt is cool. The girl in the pink pants is cool. Charlie Sheen is cool. Julianne Moore is cool. Dario Fo is cool. And today, this is the best line of all, perhaps for the first time in my life, I'm cool too. Now, that tells me that people are changing their minds over the years. It may not just be in New York City. It may not be in Austin, Texas all the time. It may not be in San Antonio. It may not even be in this country. It may have to go to Europe. A lot of people say, oh, those dirty French have believed it for years. But when you can get about 150 people outside the BBC in London, and then somebody who writes for The Guardian on regular occasion, somebody who awoke to the Bilderberg Group, what was that, in May? Folks, this guy's been just semi-awake for the last few months, and he's open to the idea of 9/11 being an inside job. He went and printed them leaflets. He did this piece, and he puts it well. When did it become uncool to ask questions? It's never become uncool in my book, okay? We're asking questions here, and these questions have never been answered. I mean, no one's touching Sybelle Edmonds talking about bin Laden, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda being closely interconnected with the CIA, our intelligence, up until the day of 9/11. All right, we're going to take your phone calls after this. We're going to go to Thomas, Dan, Timothy, Richard, Ken, and more. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we are back. InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis every Sunday, 6 to 9 Central, here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama to seal U.S.-UN relationship. If there was any doubt that this is about globalization, this is about global power, global governance. Barack Obama will cement the new cooperative relationship between the U.S. and the United Nations this month when he becomes the first American president to chair its 15-member Security Council. No discussion, no debate, no real papers printing this as if it's a bad thing. Okay? This is off the Financial Times online. UN officials hope a climate change debate on September 22nd will give fresh impetus to the search for a global climate deal at Copenhagen in December. See, Barack Obama is here to bring you through it all, to bring you through the collapse of the dollar, to new global regulations on carbon, to fix the climate is so bad. It's so bad. It's going to get so hot. Meanwhile, scientists, mainline scientists are saying global warming is over and global cooling is here. Obama to seal U.S.-UN relationship. There it is right there. No one's talking about it, and we need to be. See, I'm surprised. That's not, I read this lashing out at the Capitol, the Washington Post. There's a bunch of well-meaning people, you know, going to this thing, speaking about the Constitution. Now they're, you know, waving the don't tread on me flags. That's good. But who's promoting it? Glenn Beck. It's 912. Oh, it's part of my movement. And most of these people don't want to come off as extremists. See, they make sure to put that in there because if you think outside the box, if you go beyond being a conservative who's not that happy with the GOP, well, you get out of their paradigm. It is nice to see so many people out there. And they did make a mention of the Joker posters. They said that, you know, the famous Joker poster with the socialism on it was all over the place. And we can thank Infowars.com for that. It was our campaign that really pushed it over the top, put it into local towns, small cities, big cities all across the country. And you, the listeners, made that happen because you have great power. It's just like that article we read outside of the BBC in London. Those 150 people have great power. They're exposing 9/11 for what it is, a great lie that has led us into the Middle East now for almost 8 years. Almost 8 years. Yes, we're at the eighth anniversary of the attacks. But in October, it will be 8 years since we've been in Afghanistan. And now they're trying to punk you and tell you that we're there because it's actually gotten worse. No, we're there because we like their resources and we like the Anglo-American military-industrial complex influence there to build their new world order, which they announce in Yahoo this week. This week, that's a huge headline. It's just like, economic crisis brings in new world order. It's a big joke. And actually, there's a comic book we're going to be going over later that is called New World Order that's put out by Agent Provocateur. And it's a bunch of these, like, we might not even be able to show you some of the outfits these girls are wearing. I mean, they're absolute risque. They're acclimating the children that it's cool to be an Agent Provocateur. The New World Order is hip. It's happening. All right, I promise I'd take your calls. Let's jump to some callers. Let's go to Thomas in New Jersey. Thomas, you're on the line.
Jason, regards. I got some real bad news, man. The fat lady of the New World Order is about to sing. It's all about these polymers, the black polymers. They can take some film, a polyfilm in a solution in a lab and resurrect it through a different solution, aqueous solution.
I'm not really following you here. What's going on here? How is this the crescendo to the New World Order? Polymers?
This is pretty much their last card. It's living plastic. They can take poly or a plastic, and they can resurrect this plastic, and it's little plastic fibers.
Yeah, but you know what? And thank you for the call. They've been doing that for years. I mean, if you watch The Corporation, one of the first things that they did was they created this like bioorganism that would eat up oil, and they said that you couldn't patent life. If you want to talk about really scary, how about human tissue can be taken for human animal embryo experiments without consent?
And that's been going on for decades.
Yeah.
He's talking about Morgellons. Uh-huh. Some of that's real. A lot of it's disinfo.
Oh, I've heard a lot. Yeah, exactly. Some of that's real. A lot of it. Thank you, Mr. Jones, because come on. We got to live in the real world here. People are about to take squalene and mercury shots for the piggy flu that isn't even the piggy flu. I'm a little more concerned with that. Something that's three types of flu, H5N1, H1N1, human flu virus. And then people say, well, it looks like it could be made in a lab. And they try to tell you that pigs gave it to us, but then humans are found with it before the pigs. And then they blame pigs in Canada. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I'm more concerned with that, sir. We're going to talk to Dan, Timothy, and more. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I do want to read this because I think this is very important. This is very relevant, and it's on the topic of human engineering, chimeras. If you don't know what a chimera is, it's a cross species of a human and another life entity. I don't even want to say another animal. Oh, this is human-animal embryos. I mean, this is as wild as it gets. But they have a lot of different things out there. I know Jones has talked about the HIV virus that Monsanto has grown in corn and other experiments like this. But check this out. A lot of people donate their bodies or their fluids to science and they go do this. They expect that it's going to be used in research to help others. Well, not anymore. New rules coming into force next month will give scientists working on stem cell research access to samples of blood and tissues collected by NHS hospitals during biopsies and treatments, as well as to giant tissue banks, which built up stores of material before the legislation was introduced. And they're not going to have, well, they have to try to find the person, but they don't necessarily have to get their permission. If they can't contact them, they will be using this tissue in hybrid embryos for stem cell research of humans and animals. While scientists will have to try to gain explicit consent before using these cells from such stores, if the samples were collected before October 1st and the donor cannot be tracked down, the experiments will be allowed to go ahead regardless. Joyce Robbins, the co-director of the pressure group patient concern warned against this, of course. This is absolutely frightening. People who have donated for medical research may well not agree with human-animal hybrids, which are one of the most controversial ideas out there. Can you imagine being born into this world as a scientific experiment? And because you are 1% chimpanzee or 1% pig or 1% turtle, I mean, I can go on. All of a sudden, you're not a human being. You're just a plaything for an experiment. Scientists know how hard it would be to get consent for these kind of experiments. This is an attempt to get around those obstacles and also really an attempt to bring this out into the public, because this has already been going on for quite some time behind closed doors. It's time to grow up, get the thumbs out of our mouth, get out of the fetal position, and realize how spooky our world is. Get that thing off there. That's one of those little hoaxers. I don't want to see that thing. That's not a real chimera. There are real chimeras if you look for it. It's C-H-I-M-E-R-A if you want to know, but you don't want the rock band. I have seen Chimera Live, by the way. Rough crowd. Rough crowd. Let's see. It also points out that this was put into such a large bill that the amendment on body tissue was passed almost unnoticed. Professor Jones said he was not reassured by insistence from regulators that efforts would be made to trace donors. A study of couples, now check this out, study of couples who stored human embryos at fertility clinics found that 50% could not be tracked down after just 5 years. I wonder where their stuff's going. You pay a lot of money to have your embryos stored in case you want to have children later in life, or you possibly have a terminal illness and you would like your name to live on. 50% gone. I wonder if they could be already doing these experiments. Now they're just making it legal. Now they're just bringing it out into the public. All right, let's hit some more callers. Let's go to Dan in Colorado. Dan, you're on the line. Dan, yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's always a pleasure to talk to a fellow terrorist. And I wanted to say, wanted to comment that I'm thinking that the reason they're keeping the numbers down in the mainstream media on the protest is possibly because they're getting scared. They're starting to realize that the sleeping giant is awakening, and they don't want other people out there to realize this. And then a question for you that I've been wanting to ask you for a while there, Jason, is have you heard of the Continental Congress? And if you have, what is your thoughts on it?
Is the Continental Congress basically the People's Congress where we can have a, basically amend the Constitution through a, what is it called?
No, it's not a con-con.
Okay,
the Continental Congress of 09, it is where we're basically, all the states are going to send 3 delegates from each state to, the name slips me, like Pennsylvania, I think it is, mm-hmm. where the original one happened. And we're basically going to lay out some solutions to be able to take back our government, a We the People peaceful movement to take back the government. You can check it out.
Well, I hope it works out. Yeah, go ahead. Give out the website.
Yeah, check it out on GiveMeLiberty.org. And I've always wondered what you and Alex have always thought about that, because Baden Eric is a part of it. Bob Schultz is a part of it. It's not,
you know, I think that stuff is good because we do have those people on here. But at the same time, it's almost like, you know, the Libertarian Party, how far have they been able to get? Or even the Green Party, which latches onto a lot of belief systems that I'm not a part of, how far have they been able to get? I voted for a Green Party. I just don't know if that is the solution, that is the answer. I agree we all have to work together and we have to come together to do so. But I think it's really going to take some more individual leaders, and maybe not necessarily everybody having to group together and get under one banner. I thank you for the call. And not that that's a bad thing, because I think it is positive when you see this many people out in D.C. in full force against what's happening in Washington. I mean, the cap and trade is so disturbing and disgusting. It's appalling to me that it has gotten as far as it has. And this health care bill as well. End of America. Head of the U.N. Security Council, Lord Barack Obama. Timothy in D.C. Timothy, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. I don't mean to pull you off topic, but I'm still in D.C. I came up here from Florida to attend the march. And I was very upset about these numbers. And I was at the march, and they told us before it even started that everyone was to be off the mall. They said that the city would not give them a permit to be on the mall. So they told everyone to get off the mall. So what that did is that pushed all the crowds up underneath the trees to be hidden. You had to be on the sidewalks or underneath the trees, in the bushes, but you could not be in the center of the mall. Now, they still did go up in the mall area in the right there where we're at, the west of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of the mall, they had the cops running around there getting everybody off the grass. And you had to get up on the sidewalk and under the bushes. And you know, and I think that was just so it would doctor the photos. It wouldn't let everyone know.
Well, what's your take? How many people do you think were there? And then really give me a feel or a vibe for the type of people that you were running into.
Well, I was there. I was with the Florida group, and we were at the first of the line. Supposedly, Georgia was in front of us. And when we got there, I was like, there. I actually have my photos on the TV here. I was like right up next to the stage. And when I got to the stage, there were still four or five rows of people in front of me. And there was picture. They had two video camera screens that were showing where we started up next to the, you know, 2 miles down the road there at the White House, Freedom Plaza. And the crowd looked like it had never even left Freedom Plaza. I mean, when I got there, I was one of the first ones there, and the crowd looked like the same, 2 miles away. I mean, it looked like it hadn't even diminished
at all.
So
do you think more than 2 million? I mean, Daily Mail is saying around 2 million.
I am not, you know, I can't tell you how many people were there. I don't have that experience. However, I did talk to one of the motorcycle officers, and he told me that it was one of the largest crowds he had ever seen there. And you know, that's all I got to go on. And they did, and then the they did get up there, and they said ABC said 1.5 million. But then the ABC here on the internet is saying, no, we never said that. So,
well, let's see if we can get the clip up on YouTube. It will. I'm sure it'll be disputed either way. I thank you for the call. You know, my concern is, you know, not everybody's Timothy in D.C. A lot of people out there really just don't know what's going on. They're towing party lines. They're there because they're Republicans, what I saw at the Tea Parties from before. But I am seeing more and more people being upset. And you can see that also with the town hall meetings and people just going off on people like Barney Frank and other propagandists out there. But are we doing enough? We have to do so much. I mean, I can't tell you how hard I was hit by the 8th anniversary of 9/11. I think it's great what Charlie Sheen did. I hope that he does bring even more attention to this 9/11 issue. I hope that, you know, the President of the United States at one point has to actually respond to this video in one shape or form. But it's 8 years later, and not one person that actually took an active role in planning and participating in this action has ever been prosecuted for 9/11, has ever been exposed as the criminal they are. And that hits me hard. It makes me very upset. And it tells me I've got a lot of work ahead of me to try to expose the fact that this is an international intelligence op. This is the quote-unquote New World Order. You know, that's their term. That's the globalist term. That's the military-industrial complex's inner joke word, and now they're pushing it on your kids with this new comic book from Agent Provocateur. Striptease meets comic strip as Agent Provocateur campaign introduces new generation of superheroes. And honestly, some of these ladies are so scantily clad, I don't think that we can really show it. And it looks like it's not just a comic book, it's some kind of a website/television show. Let's see, titled The New World Order, today sees the launch of the first episode, Mission to Earth, which introduced Christiana, Pantheria, and Elmira as explorer, each with their own lingerie costumes. That's one of the less racy ones right there. And, you know, they're pushing the New World Order with slick artwork, hot chicks, and comic books to young men. Admittedly, it's called Agent Provocateur. Pretty in your face, if you ask me. Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason? I wanted to bring some up to you guys that I've tried to get to your attention since Terrorstorm even came out, that there's so many of us that like to burn copies of the disc like you recommended us that we do, and we're more than happy and we love doing that, but we would like, and at the same time, you guys don't make any income off of that. I'd like to see whether you guys could, on your next coming videos, could have labels put out that would say for free distribution, it would be a professional brand label, free distribution, put your websites on it, and then you could sell us the labels that, you know, if they cost 2 cents to a nickel a piece, you guys can print 10,000 of them or 20,000 of them, sell them to us for a quarter a piece, That way our disc get a professional looking label. You get your website out. You make some money off of it.
Well, this is what I would say. I don't know if we could do that, but if there was enough of an outcry, there would be a possibility of us maybe putting the movies out on spindles. So instead of spending $20 a DVD, depending on how many you bought between, you know, we did this with Loose Change, between a 10, 25, or 100 pack, you could be spending as, you know, tops, you know, $5 or $6 a DVD, and lowest $2 a DVD, say if you got the package of 100. That would be a possibility, but we'd really need to get an outcry of emails from people like yourself. I think that that's more plausible, because honestly, when you're doing them in such masses like that, which you would expect, and the outcry would be, it wouldn't cost much more to actually have the DVD printed up, and as opposed to just, I'm in the print, as the label. I've been in the printing industry, and I can tell you right now, you're literally, when you're talking about masses of like 5,000 or 10,000, which is what you would have to order, something like a 25 to 50 cent difference between getting it on a DVD and getting it on a label, and then having to have people process it. So, I mean, if you really are into that, I always think that spindles are a great idea, especially for those that don't know how to burn DVDs, and people who are looking to pass out the DVDs, which we encourage 110%. I mean, I went down to New York City last year, and I still didn't have any hard, I think I had like one copy of Fabled Enemies. We got a few rushed ones, but someone had actually gotten the DivX rip, burned it onto DVD, and he came with a stack of 100 on a spindle, and I was able to hand those out in like 5 minutes. And we saw so many people doing that this 9/11. I've seen so many people doing that at the Tea Party, for instance, in San Antonio. I saw someone give out, it was a group of about eight to 10 people, give out over 100 Obama deceptions in a little less than 30 minutes. So it is a very effective tool. And people had already seen it. They had actually walked up to, I remember this like 60-year-old woman, and she saw, I actually watched that 2 nights ago. It was so excellent. It really opened my eyes. I passed it on to my neighbor. It is a great awakening tool. I thank you so much for the call, Richard. Let's jump to Ken in Washington. Ken, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hey, I got a couple points about the health care bill, but before that, I wanted to really quick mention something about the protests on Saturday.
Go ahead.
And that is, like this caller that called up explaining about the permit problem and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is why people protest need permits. I know you need permits to do certain things, to get around things that they've made bogus laws about, but it's not a protest. If you get a permit, it's a controlled, managed event when you get a permit.
Well, it's always going to be I'm just going to say this. It's always going to be a controlled, managed event when you're dealing with the White House or the Capitol or the Pentagon. That is just a reality that we have to deal with. It's unfortunate. I don't agree with it. I mean, I agree. Our First Amendment is our right to be there, you know, but, for instance, when I was out on my shoot, probably, what was it, a month and a half, 2 months ago with Aaron Dykes, every time we would get stopped eventually for having the tripods, oh, do you have a permit? And be like, no, officer, I don't have a permit. You just have to sit there and talk to the guy. And yes, it's a hassle. Yes, it's against, but you have to weigh, well, am I going to sit here and really argue with this guy until he comes over and arrests me? And then all of a sudden I might lose my tape, and it's going to cost me not only $500 or more in this litigation, but it's also going to cost me the time to get the shoot. So if they make us get a permit, yes, it's bowing down to the establishment, and I don't like it. But at the same time, I think the 2 million people really stands out to such a degree. Get the stupid permit. You know, I agree. Listen, we do have to have some kind of national security. It is the White House. We do have our free speech, but I can understand why you would have to get a permit for 2 million people outside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Mr. Jones, your opinion?
Well, sure. No, I have the common law history of this, if you want it, or the caller wants it, just because I heard him discussing it. You don't need a permit to stand on a street corner with a sign. You don't need a permit to peaceably assemble. Permits started in the last 100 years because people wanted, like, the St. Patrick's Day parade, wanted to block a bunch of main streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so the permit was because you were asking them to shut down commerce and asking them to supply police cordons, barricades, and support. And so it was a taxpayer issue, and it would have to go before the city council.
Mm-hmm.
But once they turn a right into a privilege, then they start restricting them everywhere and saying free speech zones, or we're not issuing the permit. So there's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if you're going to block 3 or 4 major roads and take over something, that's where the permits came in. But there is no permit needed under common law in the court cases to go take over the mall. It's just blocking roads. It's the same thing with concealed permit carry. Under common law, it's illegal to have a weapon hidden. That's why people everywhere, except in a few cities that have unconstitutional laws, can carry guns openly. You need the permit for it concealed. It's a permit to do something that would have been illegal or prohibited. So they're manipulating laws and then creating a perception that things are illegal that aren't.
Yeah, and let's talk about those free speech zones, because we saw them just explode around 2004 in the run-up to the election, even in 2003.
Yeah, right before the whole Iraq war.
Yeah, the whole Iraq war, and then when you went down to New York City for the Republican National Convention.
In the FEMA camp.
Absolutely. So they've kind of made that their next step, you know, from permits to now free speech zones. And
then now watch what you say.
Yeah.
And oh my God, there's extremists. But that's what they're turning all of this into.
Caller, anything else? Well, it looks like our caller is gone. Well,
here's another example. Mm-hmm. If you want to go hold a sign up at the Austin, Texas Capitol, mm-hmm. and don't block people's walkways, you can do it. They would try to arrest you over a decade ago. They lost state court cases. People would go bullhorn the governor's mansion or just try to protest. The DPS, state police, mm-hmm. kept arresting people. They kept losing suits. So now you can go bullhorn as long as you don't block the road and they leave you alone. But if you want the Capitol...
We'll be back after this.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Before we go back to Ken in Washington and then other callers, I want to remind people that we are filmmakers here at InfoWars.com, and Alex Jones's latest, The Obama Deception, probably his biggest film yet, couldn't be more poignant. couldn't be more important than right now. If you have a neighbor that's still under this rock star spell of Obama and they like the Rolling Stone covers and they believe the speech, that speech of hope, oh, we brought the economy back from the brink. If they're buying into the Johnny nonsense and the bull, you need to get over to Infowars.com, get a copy of the Obama Deception, make copies, and then hand them out. If you've got a neighbor that just won't talk about 9/11 truth, doesn't want to hear that Sabelle Edmonds, the FBI translator, is saying that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and Bin Laden worked with U.S. intelligence till the day of 9/11, get them a copy of Fabled Enemies. It lays out the international intelligence network that carried out the attacks 8 years ago. All right, let's go back to Ken in Washington. Ken, what was your other point?
Well, you asked me if I had anything else to say about that. Now gets my other point. I just wanted to say that, you know, protest isn't protest without some sort of disruption. And you know, you don't get someone's attention by letting them know you're coming to protest, and they can't arrest 2 million people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what I really originally called about was Obama and the healthcare stuff and, like, his speech. And he confirmed some things in his Wednesday speech that I thought I had heard about and seen online, you know, about, and it's really bothering me because one of the things he said is true. These 2 points have bipartisan support, either because of complicity with, you know, globalism and managed society type issues, or because some of these congressmen just don't even know any better. And that is, one is the electronic medical records.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to mean Big Brother has their mitts all over everyone's
yes,
medical records. And it means everyone. It doesn't matter if you're in a public plan or if you're in a private plan. Everyone's. And this, the only way an electronic system like that works is if it's one gigantic system or multiple systems that are unified and can communicate.
No, it's absolutely part of the smart grid. Absolutely part of the smart grid. No doubt about it. What else you got?
The other thing is the fines. He specifically, because at first I thought this was worrisome, and then I started to think, okay, this is only a fine for businesses if they don't offer health care.
No, it's a fine for everybody. It's an additional tax. Yes, he said it. Yeah, individuals are going to be responsible. I've said it. I'm with you. I gotta jump. Folks, if you didn't hear him, he said that you would be required to have health care much the way you are required to have auto insurance. You are going to be required. And then he said there'd be a hardship waiver, which means that they're not going to get rid of Medicaid and that sort of thing. They're going to let that continue, but they're probably going to give it to less and less. And if you are on that border where, you know, you don't want socialized medicine, you don't want Medicaid and that, but you don't want to pay, like myself, I'm not insured at the moment. If you don't want to pay for medical insurance, all of a sudden, I don't have a choice. Okay. They're going to take the money anyway. It's going to come directly out of my check, because the state is in control, and that's what this is. All right, let's go to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Man, I've been watching this TV thing on History Channel. It's
okay.
Kind of boils into it. They're doing the Dust Bowl, right? And then they go into this deal about how the chemtrails or cloud seeding is going to help everybody, you know, get rain and everything. Well, does this all kind of boil into you know, how they're trying to get at us with the chemtrails, Codex Alimentarius, you know what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people have brought that up as a theory, and I thank you for the call. You know, are they poisoning us with chemtrails? Are these heavy metals inside the chemtrails to bring down our immune system, along with Codex Alimentarius, which is going to regulate the type of vitamins that the government allows for us to put in our bodies? After all, GMO food's the best. It's better than the rest anyway, according to the government. I don't know, but I know they're both bad news brown. It's the Info Warrior, back in a moment.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. And for the next hour, I am glad to be joined by Aidan Monaghan. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. He's one of the moderators over at 911blogger.com, a site which I frequent. And on top of that, he's literally done hundreds of FOIA requests regarding September 11th, 2001 to date. And without Aidan, a lot of information would not be known. He gets the real documents, posts them, and really lets the researchers decide for themselves, you know, what this means. He also does a great job researching himself and pointing out anomalies. And I was hoping to go over this latest NRO exercise that was posted over at Blogger, but also, you know, find out what the process is like, what have been some of the biggest FOIAs that he's received responses to, and what kind of documentation he's gotten. If you want to call in about 9/11, now's the time for the next hour, 888-201-2244, specifically on the topic of September 11th, now that we are 8 years, it's hard to believe, but 8 years from the actual event itself. Aidan, how are you?
Good to be here, Jason. How you doing?
Good, good. You know, your work is tireless. You just keep going on. Why don't you talk about some of the latest FOIAs that you've received responses for?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Currently, my current interest is in a lawsuit with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, for hopefully some of the records that might put some of the major issues of 9/11 to sleep once and for all. For example, what happened at the Pentagon. Hopefully information that could be obtained regarding alleged phone calls made from the aircraft that day, and other records of interest to me also.
You know, let's talk about the phone calls for a minute, because when I was going through this latest posting on the NRO exercise, beforehand it was really vague what this NRO exercise was. We had seen mainline reports that this was John Fulton and his team from the CIA in the National Reconnaissance Office, and that it started at 8:45 in the morning or 8:46 in the morning, just as the first attack happened. Now, when you actually look at the drill, it's not around the first attack, but it certainly almost coincides with the Pentagon attack, and it happens at 9:32. Now, the official story, of course, is that the Pentagon was struck at 9:36, but multiple clocks, which just suddenly stopped, they didn't stop at 9:36. They stopped at 9:32. We can get into that issue. But you read through this thing, and a lot of the quote-unquote exercise inputs. First of all, I mean, they have a faked black box recording, which I thought was pretty amazing. I mean, they record a black box recording. They actually have the dialogue right here. But they also, a lot of these exercise inputs, outside of being, you know, blips on a screen or whatnot, they were actually phone calls where people would make frantic phone calls that a disaster had just happened, that this plane had crashed on the NRO lawn. And this kind of makes you wonder, were the phone calls that were made from these cell phones at impossible altitudes, were they part of a drill? It certainly lends credence to the possibility, does it not?
Yeah, there were a lot of overlapping events that certainly added to some confusion on that day, and the timing of them is noteworthy, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely noteworthy. Continue.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not totally familiar with the NRO situation. You refer to a black box. I'm not sure.
Well, let me just read you some of that, because I got the document in front of me, and if people are watching over at PrisonPlanet.tv, they can see it. This is the PDF from Team 8, and a lot of the stuff that's become declassified lately is Team 8. That's the initial FBI investigation into 9/11. And right here in front of me, from 9:24 to 9:32, they have a black box recording of an emergency that happens. They even give like a little scenario of what the two pilots did before they got on the plane. You know, this is just a plane crash. This isn't a hijacking, but it's happening again right as the Pentagon gets struck. And it's right around the corner, by the way. It's outside of, I think it's supposed to happen 4.2 nautical miles south of Dulles within the NRO compound right here. And what they do is they have this little scenario here where the guy starts to give a mayday and says, we're hit. And meanwhile, while this is all happening, you know, here's another card. They all have little input cards where they read, you know, hello, this is John Fulton. There's been a crash of a small aircraft. We'll talk about that and much more with Aidan Monaghan. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Talking 9/11, especially these FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act requests, that, you know, you can force the government to disclose some information. Most of the time you do get stonewalled, as is the case with Aidan and many others out there. But a lot of times they really do reveal a lot of interesting and worthwhile information. You were talking about you trying to find out the specifics of some of the calls that took place that day. Bring us through that process.
Sure. By a Freedom of Information Act request, I'm currently trying to have the Department of Justice, FBI, produce the evidence that they have relied on to establish the existence of these phone calls, these alleged phone calls. There is confusion about whether there were cell phone calls or CPAC phones, aircraft CPAC phone calls, and I just think it's time for the Department of Justice to produce this source information to hopefully put some of these controversies to rest.
Well, let's talk about one of those controversies. I mean, we have the Barbara Olson phone call. Okay, Barbara Olson, a CNN correspondent who is married to Solicitor General Ted Olson at the time. And it was widely reported throughout all of mainstream media, whether you were watching Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, that she had successfully made two cell phone calls to her husband describing that people had been herded to the back of a plane and that hijackers had taken over. And that somehow, some of the reports had even said that somehow she was already aware of what happened at the Twin Towers, that planes had hit the World Trade Center. Now, according to David Ray Griffin, and I must be honest, I have not seen the documentation regarding this, the FBI has now said that these phone calls never took place, and in actuality, she tried to call him but was unsuccessful in doing so. What's your take on that?
An interesting discrepancy, to say the least. I know that these model aircraft were designed to contain these feedback airphones, these GPE airphones. Whether these particular aircraft had those or not, I'll hopefully be able to find out, because I've also requested in my my lawsuit with them information that might demonstrate that the planes did or did not have these feedback airphones on board them.
Now let's talk about some of your successes over the last few years. When did you first start doing this? And in your mind, what are some of the most important documents that you have gotten the government to actually disclose?
I started about 2 years ago. I was hopefully trying to have the DOJ, FBI produce records that demonstrated that they collected evidence of aircraft wreckage from Shanksville and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. And being less than totally experienced in that process, I did make a couple of minor errors that created some wiggle room for them to play word games with me, more or less. And,
explain to people that. I mean, you'll word something in a certain manner, and they'll just reject your request out of hand because you didn't ask properly through a sentence. Explain the frustration there.
Yeah, it's basically an arbitrary decision upon the judge as to whether one has broken the administrative procedure by changing the language in their request.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it boiled down to. And I thought that there had been no practical distinction between my original request and the one contained in my lawsuit. The judge disagreed. However, the Department of Justice, in any event, stated that because the aircraft identities were never in question, that therefore no records were generated. Whether that means that no records were actually manufactured or generated by the record search, I still to this day don't know.
Interesting. So what's your first big success? What's the first document you get back to these people, you know, the FOIA, and then they say, all right, you requested it properly. Here you go. Here's the document. What was it?
Probably the one with the FAA, within which Popular Mechanics claims that the FAA provided them certain information about aircraft intercepts and aircraft responses to wayward aircraft over U.S. airspace between the years 1999 and 2001. The FAA indicated that they do not track such information. However, of course, Popular Mechanics, you know, told the world that apparently they do. So there was some discrepancy there that to this day remains
And that was after we had a representative from the FAA actually say that 67 intercepts had taken place in 2001 already prior to 9/11. And that was the claim that was being disputed, I guess, by Popular Mechanics. Yet when you tried to get an official response from the FAA, they just said, nope, Johnny Nonsense, we would never keep records on such matters.
Right, they claimed it to not track such information or keep records of the number of times that they contacted NORAD in response to wayward aircraft over U.S. Airspace.
Simply,
I'd like to know where Popular Mechanics got the information myself.
Yeah, simply incredible that they would even make such a claim. What have been some of the other big whoppers that you've gotten back from the FAA and other organizations?
Well, Well, the NTSB, I requested a copy of the data download, flight data recorder for 77 and 93. The timestamp contained on that data file for 77 predates the recovery of the black box itself by 5 hours, which is somewhat noteworthy in my opinion, at least, I think, to say the least. Through further research, I've been able to discover that in the 20 years prior now, approximately, the 9/11 black boxes are virtually the only ones without inventory control serial numbers attributed to them. And these serial numbers are important because it allows the NTSB investigators to anticipate what memory configuration they're going to encounter when they go to download information from the black boxes. It's in their handbook, it's available online, these serial numbers are required to facilitate the download. They explained also that they can perform a download, but it's more complicated without the serial numbers. It requires some reverse engineering. With that said, had the DOJ wanted this information ASAP, one would think that they would have provided serial numbers to the NTSB to perform these downloads and get the information as quickly as possible. They indicated in some email communication that when they know the serial numbers, they will publish them.
Interesting indeed. It does seem like they are so constrictive on this information that they really don't want it out in the public. Just the claims that, oh, we don't have the black boxes from the Twin Towers, and then the dispute of the police officer that wrote that book. I can't exactly remember which one it was. I think it was something about Ground Zero in it. But he said they found three of the four black boxes. There alone is a huge discrepancy. The fact that, yeah, I know. I mean, these things just keep coming up and keep coming up. And like you said, you're having all this trouble finding out where the FBI got their information about these cell phone calls and these calls that were made from, you know, seatback phones. Why won't they disclose this information 8 years later? Meanwhile, you had Max Cleland resign from the 9/11 commission as it happened because he said it was a scam. He wasn't allowed to see all the documents. He said, some of the members are going to be able to see some of the documents, but even then, you know, they can be restricted by the White House. This investigation was a cover-up from the very beginning.
It seems that way. And other research of note that is still of interest to me is the nanothermite that was apparently contained in the World Trade Center dust. Based on research of others, a little of mine also, you know, it's been known... I think Kevin Ryan's been done some good work on this. The only two kids on the block, basically, in the late 1990s who were developing the nanothermite were the Department of Energy and the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Indian Head Division. And interestingly enough, there were many renovations taking place at the World Trade Center in the final years of its existence, about the last 5 or 6 years. And one of the major contractors on the site during those entire 6 years, up until the day of 9/11, was a company called Turner Construction. They oversaw the demolition of the Seattle Kingdom in 2000. They also constructed the headquarters of the Naval Surface Warfare Center in 1997. One of their divisions was the Indian Head Division that in 2008 were described as the leading developers and manufacturers of nanothermite. And in 1999, they were described as the only reliable source of nano-aluminum powders, of which is a component of nanothermite, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Ryan's just done some incredible research on that. And then you look at the scientific work of Stephen Jones and Niles Ariat, and it seems almost irrefutable to me. But then you watch the propaganda piece put out there by the National Geographic. And, I mean, I picked that apart for 2 hours last week. I don't know if you actually watched the program, but they just make outlandish statements like, if this thermite can't burn through this beam right here, no thermite could. Meanwhile, if you just type in thermite into YouTube, you can watch how they'll take a much smaller cup, they'll ignite it on the top of a car, and it'll go right through the car into the gas tank, make the gas tank explode. It'll go right through the engine of a car. It's just incredible to me that people buy into the propaganda. And then, did you see the experiment they did for the Pentagon?
Yeah, that was That was a very skewed documentary, to say the least.
When I'm watching it, I'm like, what is this? First of all, they have their cake and eat it, too, because when the plane hits the World Trade Center, all of a sudden the wings are strong enough to sever all these columns in the core of the World Trade Center, not just the outside. Of course, it severed some of the outside. It went through the building, but it severs all these things in the core. But meanwhile, at the Pentagon, almost the same exact scenario, the plane comes in, and instead the columns sever the wings, and all of a sudden the plane is supposed to turn into some lava-like substance, according to the guy from Purdue. We're talking to Aidan Monaghan, 911blogger.com, it's 911blogger.com is the website. It's Jason Vermes, theinfowarrior.com. Go check it out. We'll be back after this.
Hello, friends, this is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
true colors inside your ugly, ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the real.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. We are joined by Aidan Monaghan of 911blogger.com. How many of these FOIA requests do you think you've put out there? And compare that to how many responses you've gotten. Because I know there are some you put out there where no one responds at all, right?
Yeah. Oh, there have been dozens. Sometimes I surprise myself even by going to the mailbox and receiving answers to requests that I had forgotten I'd even submitted. I have a whole pile full of just different information and contacts and what have you. Referring back to what I was speaking of earlier, I just was hoping to basically summarize quickly the interesting ties between Turner Construction and the World Trade Center events themselves. Turner Construction have heavy experience in demolition. They had been working at the World Trade Center site from at least from as early as 1997 all the way through the very morning of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a very close relationship with one of the only two organizations within the federal government that were manufacturing and developing nanothermite and their components, that being the Naval Surface Warfare Center. I asked the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for a bibliography of all the work that they were doing at the World Trade Center during their time there. They interestingly claimed that those records were all destroyed on 9/11.
Very interesting indeed. And then you look, what really shocks me about 9/11 and the World Trade Center complex is if you look at the CIA bases that were put there, right? You had the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia in World Trade Center 7. You had other undisclosed CIA offices in the Twin Towers themselves. You had the Department of Defense. You had the SEC. You had the IRS. You had the Office of Emergency Management. I mean, this was a major spook house, and that's just what we know today. In fact, one of the pieces that I show in Fabled Enemies is how it was cordoned off by intelligence, and they had to search all the debris and whatnot for basically information they didn't want to go public, some of the actual hard copies of records that were still classified. And then you find out about these shadowy organizations and companies, much like the ones you're talking about, and we know that the CIA has front groups all the time. You have to wonder what level of intelligence was in these buildings. And even coinciding with, say, John Schroeder's story, the fireman, he talks about, and it's very overlooked in my opinion, we talk about it in Loose Change Final Cut briefly, he talks about how on his way up the towers, he went into a closet and there was already a dead body in the closet that hadn't been burned or anything like that. So obviously they were getting rid of people inside the building as this occurred. I mean, the level of cartel-like behavior and evidence from that day is astounding to me. And most people just want to suck their thumbs and not even entertain the idea that it could be anything outside of what the mainstream media has told us about that day. What are your feelings on that? Do you ever think we're going to break ground to the point where we do get a new investigation?
I think once an investigation does happen, I think some dots will become connected very quickly. Also referring to Turner Construction, the CEO at the time is also someone who has enjoyed a close relationship with former President Bush. He was appointed by former President Bush to the Commission of White House Fellows, which is basically an organization that grooms heavy hitters for prominent roles in the public and private sectors. This person is now the mayor of Dallas, Texas, has enjoyed also a working relationship with former Commerce Department Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, who oversaw, of course, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. I'm losing my train of thought here. I had so much on my mind and I'm forgetting it now. There's so much to cover. Oh, by the way, as far as access to the towers go, before 9/11, James Gourley, a researcher and one of the co-authors of the nanothermite paper that we've all come to know of, able to pry some records from NIST. And one of those was the, property assessment report that was dated December 2006. Within that report, it was put together by Merritt and Harris, a property assessment organization. It was within that report, it was various work was described as in need of attention, and work that was required to have attention within 1 year of the December 6, 2008 was rust treatment and asbestos, or refireproofing and asbestos abatement of the steel columns within the elevator shafts.
Let's talk about that on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career.
We are back. And a lot of people ask, well, how could they get explosives into the towers? And there's a lot of research out there that they had ample opportunity, this one being one of them that we're discussing with Aiden. Aiden, tell people about this. You know, a lot of people talk about how the towers were supposed to be refurbished for asbestos, all these main columns, but they said demolition wasn't an option. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, as I was saying, there was a major property assessment report dated December 2000, and in that report it was said that within 1 year, steel columns within the elevator shafts were to be treated for rust, accumulated rust, also for abatement of asbestos containing fireproofing material, which was ongoing according to the report at that time, and also other work. And it was supposed to be finished within 1 year, which was course, back then, December 2001, but the towers were gone by that time. So clearly there was significant work going on in the area of the supporting steel columns within the elevator shafts themselves. And by companies that I consider dubious, to say the least.
Highly suspect, to say the least, in my opinion.
Yeah, Terma Construction had an office located in Tower 1. They were there from at least as early as 97 up to 2001. Kevin Ryan was able to determine that the floors that were impacted and later failed on 9/11 were also the very same floors, the bottom floors, for which fire proofing was reapplied.
It's just a coincidence. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the 78th floor and up of Tower 2 were re-fireproofed just before 9/11, and also the floors at which Tower 1 were hit and later failed, those floors and up the roof were also various ones re-fireproofed. And it's just, as Kevin Ryan pointed out, he posted this on 9/11 Blogger, it's just another amazing coincidence, to say the least.
Yeah, a lot of those coincidences seem to happen in and around 9/11. Just unbelievable. I want to get your take on the new Sibel Edmonds revelations in just a minute, but let's take a caller or two. Let's go to Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Good evening, sir. And it's pretty late in the UK, but thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was wondering about 9/11, and look, 9/11 was definitely an inside job. I think that they put thermite plasma where the shaft, where the gentleman was talking about, where the elevators definitely and kill all those innocent people. Mm-hmm. I want to retract to the basically the UK's NHS system in the UK at the moment. And I think in the UK at the moment, we're all very blinded by this NHS system that's owned by the Rockefellers and, you know, where they're controlling nurses and doctors, and especially I've got children myself, mm-hmm. and where this flu vaccine is concerned, where they will push for this vaccine. It's inevitable. And the American people have got to wake up and listen to yourselves and Alex Jones, because he's not telling no lies. He's saying, look, this vaccine is full of mercury and it's not been tested by anything. It's by another. We've got the big army stations in the UK.
Well, you know
down.
What? Now that you've brought up, and I thank you for the call, Matt, we have some news out there that Cornell student dies with swine flu, and I think you're going to be seeing this more and more as the days progress. Last week, they tried to say that a school of only 10,000 people had 2,000 infected by swine flu, but notice nobody died. Well, I don't think anybody's going to start dying in masses unless they start taking this inoculation, which admittedly has squalene in it, admittedly has mercury in it. And then you watch these newsreels from 1979 about the 1976 swine flu, quote-unquote, epidemic, and you find out people went paralyzed, they never regained certain motion in their mouth, some people actually died. And then you also find out, and I haven't really covered this lately, but in 1972, the CIA released a sister virus, it was some kind of swine virus. It's Swiss, it's sister virus in Cuba as biowarfare. I don't think it's a coincidence, and I thank you for the call. Let's get back to Sibel Edmonds. Sibel Edmonds, in late August, goes on the record finally. She gives her deposition. She reveals a whole slew of different things outside of what we already knew with her interviews that made the Times Online and other news publications, where she was talking about the Pakistani ISI and them trading nuclear secrets, General Mahmoud Ahmed. And I can't remember what the American's name was, but she named one pretty high-level American official in the scandal. Nothing ended up happening to him. He just denied any involvement. There was no follow-up by the media. But she goes on Malloy's show right before this, and she makes the statement that U.S. intelligence was working with had intimate relations with bin Laden, the CIA, and the Taliban. And the Taliban up until the day of 9/11. What do you think about those revelations, Aiden?
Once again, it's remarkable. She's a very compelling figure with very compelling information, and there is silence across the media.
just silence everywhere. The biggest thing covering this story, the Huffington Post did, but they didn't cover anything about bin Laden. When we put this Charlie Sheen video out on Infowars.com, and he makes the mention of Sybelle Edmonds and the FBI, and we play the actual audio clip where she talks about this relationship between intelligence and bin Laden, and we know there's a long-standing relationship between the bin Laden family, the CIA, and the Bush family, big coincidence there, it's still acted like it's Looney Tunes, tinfoil hat-wearing spaceships, you know, on Mars with the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot at the helm. That's how the media continues to treat the subject.
And all of that despite the fact that the official story apparently is little more than an allegation.
Exactly. Little, you know, I point this out in Fabled Enemies. They made, supposedly people within the FBI intercepted congratulatory phone calls from Embry-Riddle, the military base in Florida, the day of 9/11. Never gets talked about. Some of the hijackers listed their home address as the Pensacola Navy Station. ADA trained at Maxwell Air Force Base. Others trained at Brooks Air Force Base. You had the guy from the Defense Language School in Monterey, California go public after he trained a bunch of the hijackers. None of their intelligence ties are ever discussed. You know, in Fabled Enemies, I show you how Diane, I believe it's Diane Albritton and her husband, didn't call the cops on Waleed Al-Shaari and another hijacker. They called the CIA, and the CIA did nothing. And then this intertwines with Abel Danger. Abel Danger trying to go to the FBI 70-plus times because they have ADA and three others on the radar. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And two of those guys, by the way, that Abel Danger had on the radar were living with a tested FBI informant that the FBI didn't want to testify in the initial congressional investigation. I mean, these are facts.
Sure.
It drives me nuts. I mean, you bring all that stuff up. There should be a whole investigation into this matter. You can bring up the Pakistani ISI angle and the $100,000 that was wired to the hijackers just before the attacks. We now have a sitting vice president that admitted to this on camera, didn't dispute it, said, yeah, well, you know, no big deal. Well, we didn't know what to do. And meanwhile, he threatens Pakistan. I think it's either September 12th or September 13th on the Senate floor. It just outright threatens them, says they're pretending to be our friends. They better step up in this war on terror, which basically says you're going to let us use your land as a base or you're going to become a target. And still nothing is done. You know, that's why I really dig what Charlie Sheen did. I think that 6.5 minute video that we've put out does hit a lot of bullet points. It's well put together. God bless Aaron Dykes. What a great job editing. He actually did that in under 24 hours, folks, which is completely impressive. Have you gotten to see the video?
I have. It's impressive. And, you know, hopefully it's generating lots of views and, hopefully it.
Well, I think it's not only important that it's generating a lot of news. I think it's important that that could be someone's first step into 9/11 truth because Charlie Sheen's involved. And yes, you know, he came out 3 years ago, but never with something as provocative a piece that showed you the evidence up front like this. So I think it could bring more people into this 9/11 truth movement, which is what we need.
Yeah, it's a good starting point, I think, for beginners. Yeah, I think it's a good way to introduce some people to the topic. As far as even the aircraft attacks themselves are concerned and the hijackers, also having done other research, I've been able to find that the aircraft attacks were entirely possible under GPS autopilot guidance without the input of a pilot necessarily.
Well, let's talk about that because that's obviously a theory that's out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been doing heavy research for about a year on this, and some facts come to mind that, for example, brand new state-of-the-art flight management systems were being installed into United and American Boeing 757s and 767s in the very late 1990s. GPS signal errors were always in existence up until 2000. They were deliberately installed errors in the signal so that the system could not be abused. That was removed in May 2000. In August 2001, an enhanced GPS service was introduced that provided placement accuracy of about 3 meters. That service is now in use by the aviation industry. What it does is aviation corridors, basically virtual highways in the sky, that reportedly, according to Raytheon, are as narrow as 243 feet. With the towers themselves being 208 feet wide, one is looking at a very strong likelihood of striking the towers under autopilot control under GPS guidance. There's so much information I'm trying to summarize here in a few sentences, and it would take time, but I was also doing some research on the GPS signal quality on the morning of 9/11. There's a program available through a company called Trimble that allows you to access various archives of GPS data, and when one types in the coordinates for the World Trade Center, they can pull up the GPS quality, signal quality throughout the day. And during the 90-minute period that the attacks were unfolding, it was at that time that the quality was at its highest for the entire day. There were 15 visible satellites to that location, and the satellite geometry was almost at its maximum quality output at that point, which would provide for very precise reading.
What's your take on the white plane that was on the scene of the World Trade Center before the second plane struck and was reported by Diane Sawyer and others? You know, there's some speculation that that could possibly be one of the E-4Bs that was taking place in the Global Guardian exercise, this mass Armageddon exercise that wasn't supposed to take place till October, but magically got moved up to coincide with 9/11. We know that the white plane on the scene of the Pentagon, as that attack occurred, is in fact an E-4B. What's your take on this other white plane that we now have tape of in New York City?
It's certainly interesting. I know that that aircraft was a some type of electronic communication platform. Also, the 9/11 aircraft models and makes were set for installation of data link flight systems, which allowed for entire flight plans be electronically transmitted to a certain aircraft, either via VHF or satellite signal, that then could be carried out entirely by autopilot. And autopilot performs equal to or even superior to pilot direction of an aircraft. These systems, Honeywell and Rockwell Collins, the aircraft themselves were designed to receive GPS navigation signals and satellite communications of various data link information, including entire flight plans that, as I said, could be uploaded to an aircraft and performed entirely under autopilot control, and supported by GPS satellite signals that provide virtual highways in the sky that are as narrow as 243 feet or 0.02 nautical miles, as described in an aviation publication by Raytheon in 2003.
Well, this seems like it would coincide with the information that, you know, they were following American Airlines Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it supposedly hit the towers. You know, the first plane that struck, they were following it on radar for quite some time. And that anomaly has never been sufficiently examined, in my opinion, or explained. So how is it that they're chasing this plane for 40 minutes after it supposedly struck the towers? Then you see the flight data recorder evidence from the Pentagon, and instead of dive-bombing the Pentagon right in the front, it does this amazing maneuver by Hani Hanyor, by all accounts, who was not a good pilot at all. And then it barrels into the Pentagon after clipping, I think, four light poles. Miraculously, there's no wing parts. The plane still hits its target so spot on that you don't find a tail section or anything, you know, any large parts of fuselage. There were a few scraps out there, but it is very suspicious to me.
Yeah, referring to the 270-degree diving turn allegedly performed by 77, mm-hmm. What this GPS service also supported under autopilot control were turns known as radius to fix turns, which are basically turns with a continuous radius, and it can be either ascending or descending. This was spelled out in a report presented by Stanford in the late 1990s when they were still developing this GPS signal that was coincidentally turned on 1 year before 9/11. And as I said, supports diving continuous radius turns under autopilot control of any aircraft that's able to receive the signal and has the sufficient autopilot system.
Aiden, currently, which ones are you waiting on? What FOIA responses can we expect to see, hopefully, within the next couple of months? And what do you think are the most important responses that you're going to receive? In other words, which ones do you really want answers to?
Well, I have the lawsuit that I referred to that is pending. One I forgot to mention was the SEC records, the investigative files of 3,000 that were reportedly destroyed in Building 7. I asked the SEC for a bibliography of those. They said no such records were located. I spoke to their FOIA officer, and they said that such records would not be categorized by location, but by other means, and she really didn't elaborate beyond that. Also, others that I forgot to mention, I asked for information from FEMA of what branch of the Department of Defense had an office located in Building 7. They said they had no records for that information. As I said, I'm trying to get various information from the Department of Justice, evidence of wreckage collection, human forensic evidence from these crash scenes in Shanksville and in Arlington, to hopefully put some of these controversies to rest. Also, it records that might describe that.
We will be back after this. It's the Info Warrior. Aiden Monaghan is our guest. Final segment coming up. We've done everything FOIA. And, folks, you know, you listening out there can do the same thing Aiden does. Put together a letter. Send one to NIST. Send one to the NSA. Send one to the FAA. There's so much you can do. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I said, search for fatherland. Years and years I roamed, I gazed, I gazed and stared.
Final segment with Aidan Monaghan. Aidan, I want to talk about how they try to shape the argument, as in the debunkers and the establishment. For instance, when you watched this hit piece that National Geographic just did, they make the claim that truthers say that fire can't deform steel. Now, have you heard one quote-unquote person who's involved in 9/11 truth ever say that fire can't deform steel? Obviously, that's not the argument, correct?
No, I don't think so.
I can't imagine one truther saying that either. But what they don't want to tell you is, no, we're pointing to the fact that James Baker Sky of FEMA on 9/15 said there were temperatures of 2,700 degrees there. We're going by the fact that the firefighters talked about a lava-like substance flowing down the channel rails. We're talking about Ken Holden of FEMA testifying before NIST that there was molten metal dripping from Building 6. This is the molten metal that we're talking about. And then you watch the video, of the now infamous video, of the molten metal pouring from the World Trade Center, and the debunkers still try to claim that this is aluminum from the plane when Stephen Jones has done the experimentation and thoroughly disproven this.
Right. Boeing aircraft were not manufactured out of nano-aluminum.
Exactly. You know, and again, I'm watching this National Geographic piece, and the guy's like, well, that's aluminum from the plane reacting with something. No, that's not how it works. You need just the right amount of aluminum and other materials in order to create thermite. It didn't accidentally happen in that corner where it flowed down literally out of like a foundry. You could see it. It was going down 20, 40, 60 floors before it was actually dissipating. This is insane to me.
Sure, and one of the byproducts of a thermitic reaction is the white smoke known as aluminum oxide, and those Power 2 was spewing white smoke in the minutes before it finally fell, either from the bottom or from various points as the building was collapsing. There's so much evidence supporting the thermite hypothesis, and it's never addressed responsibly. And once again, as I was saying, the official story is nothing but an unproven allegation. Long story short.
No, yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, one of the other things that the debunkers were trying to say is they took an I-beam that I could lift up with my hands and tried to compare it to a steel beam that was used in the World Trade Center, which is laughable in the first place. And then there's no fireproofing on it. And they make the claim that all the fireproofing was knocked off the beams in the tower when the planes hit. Well, that just cannot be the case. Maybe some of the fireproofing was knocked off some of the beams, but obviously, it didn't happen throughout the building. Yet when you look at this pile of rubble, none of these steel girders seem to have any of the fireproofing still on them. I wonder how that could happen without explosives. Kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it?
It does. And also what I found rather dubious in the Nat Geo documentary was the demolition expert, quote unquote, who claimed that nothing was ever found physically that would tie a controlled demolition to the collapses of the buildings. There were millions and millions of pounds of wreckage after the buildings fell. I doubt that anyone could distinguish detonating devices from ordinary cabling, wire, electronics that also fell to the ground when the buildings collapsed. And to suggest that one should have or could have is rather dubious, in my opinion. Absurd, even.
Absolutely. And then they'll sit there and try to say that there's no evidence, and then they won't even address Building 7 at all. It's like Building 7 doesn't exist. I hope you show it in the special, and then they show the video of it, and then that's enough. They addressed it. No, you didn't address how a 47-story skyscraper fell into its own footprint, just like two 110-story skyscrapers just before it. Aidan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 888-201-2244.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Network.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
Back, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, 6 to 9 every Sunday, only at InfoWars.com and streaming video live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today, just a ton of great material on there, all of Alex Jones's pictures, my pictures, available for download, and then you can burn them to discs and really help to awake the masses. Nothing works like a video, folks. It's just that simple. Most people don't read anymore. It's a sad state of affairs, but it is the American iPhone culture. I promise you that. Let's read some of this. Lashing out at the Capitol. Tens of thousands of conservative protesters, many complaining that the nation is racing towards socialism, massed outside the U.S. Capitol on Saturday. Now let's take a look at this. Right here, it says up to 2 million. Big difference, huh? Tens of thousands, which doesn't even reach 100,000, would be 100,000 would be 1/20th of what they're reporting in the UK. See, they are trying to minimize it, and then they're trying to marginalize people's participation by throwing them into the conservative or liberal arenas. See? Tens of thousands conservative protesters. So you can't be a constitutionalist. You can't be somebody that believes in the Bill of Rights and freedom of speech. You have to be pigeonholed as a conservative. When I guarantee, you know, we had some callers who were there. They're not conservatives, folks. They just believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, a free humanity, less government. That doesn't mean you're a conservative. In fact, there are really no conservatives that are in the Republican Party at this point, maybe outside of Ron Paul. Let's see, on a windy, overcast afternoon, hundreds of yellow Don't Tread on Me flags flapped in the breeze. See, now it's hip to have the Don't Tread on Me flag because MIAC has been exposed to the general public. That's the reports that demonize, you know, troops coming home as terrorists, people that have Ron Paul bumper stickers as terrorists, people that hand out Zeitgeist as terrorists, people that believe in a quote-unquote New World Order, even though New World Order is in multiple headlines across the country as we speak today, this week. And it's what Gordon Brown has talked about, Tony Blair, George Bush Sr., Richard Nixon, FDR spoke of a New World Order, Hitler promoted a New World Order, H.G. Wells, Carol Quigley, so many others. But no, it doesn't exist, unless you're for it, and then of course it exists, then we'll announce it to you. And when we can't just announce it to you, we're going to acclimate you through comic books of hot chicks. Yeah, that's right here. Striptease meets comic strip as Agent Provocateur campaigns. Agent Provocateur. I mean, could it be more in your face? Agent Provocateur is putting out the sexy New World Order comic books. Come on, people. Wake up. There's coffee brewing in your living room. That's what that smell is. And of course, you had some Republicans out there grandstanding right here. You will not spend the money of our children and grandchildren to feed an overstuffed government, Representative Tom Price out of Georgia said. And of course, you got so many people applauding. But to me, this is just more WWE nonsense. It's much like the speech that Obama gave where people stood up and started, you know, you're a liar, and then they're going to retract it, or the boo, boo. Meanwhile, this legislation just gets farther and farther down the line, and the agenda goes through and through and through. And yes, they'll throw a conservative face in the White House next, more than likely, but you're going to get the same results. Notice Obama has thwarted a lot of the anger towards the war in the Middle East. These people weren't necessarily anti-war protesters. They were protesting the legislation that's in the House. The smarter people that were there, that were handing out probably Obama deceptions, they're anti-war. They get it. We're taking your calls on all topics. It's 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to go over more of this article here and really how they're trying to marginalize how many people are there and then control the paradigm in which they showed up, and much, much more back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Running to Babylon. Run all the way to Babylon. Meet you there.
You know, this one section of the article actually does reveal what the establishment is scared of. Although it's unclear whether the demonstrators represent a large segment of voters or even of Republicans. See, there's where they admit a lot of these people are outside of the Republican spectrum. Therefore, it's not conservatives that are just there. Saturday's march illustrated that activists, some of whom are not enthusiastic about the GOP, have been galvanized. Well, when you put out the same crap through both parties, which are totally and completely controlled, and the media is an open joke, what do you expect to happen? Of course people are going to have to wake up. And that's why they've done this in a slow, incremental manner. That's why they've taken years to gut the economy. That's why they've taken this long to put this legislation out there. That's why they expanded the war in front of your eyes, but the media didn't continue to cover it. That's why Barack Obama doesn't want to look at 9/11 truth, because the same agenda that was under the Bush administration is the same agenda under the Obama administration. They let the Bush administration start the hard wars of conquest, the nitty-gritty in the Middle East. Now they're going to let the Obama administration pass the hardcore legislation that's going to lead us into an even more fascist government than the one that we have right now. And believe me, that the government we have right now is so corporate-owned, so establishment-run. We really already have fascism in this country. It's that simple. All right, we're going to go to your calls. The number's 888-201-2244. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I'd like to talk about how I woke up to 9/11 truth.
Let's hear it.
Well, back in 2004, I was into this thing called like religious science of mind. Right, so like I was at a bookstore searching for any books on like infinite love, eternal life. So that's what someone was talking about in the science of mind book. So it led me to David Icke's book. I was going through it and just seeing the documents that y'all talked about it, movies and things. And it just like blew me away. So I was kind of like half awake for a while. I didn't want to believe it. I would watch some like debunked movies that make me feel better. And I just started watching a bunch of YouTube movies and then like listening to the Alex Jones show on the regular, listening to all the guests. And that's just what woke me up. And I think that a lot of people that aren't awake to 9/11 or that maybe kind of awake or that may have like gone back to sleep, it's because they think that by saying it was an inside job, they're unpatriotic.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that was reiterated during this new National Day of Service. Remember, 9/11 was touted internationally now as Patriot Day. And, of course, patriots don't question 9/11. Obama went to Egypt and he actually said, let me quote it for you. He said, I know there are those of you out there that question the attacks of 9/11 or even justify them. And then he said, well, now is the time to realize that these people are real and we need to go after them. So in other words, he equated actually questioning the attacks with somebody who would justify them. No one's justifying the death of 3,000 innocent people, but he wants to lump people who will question what happened into that category, making you a non-patriot and really, you know, an enemy, one of the extremists they write about in these MIAC report, or a terrorist, since they tried to blur that line, extremist equals terrorist after all. And that's why they're labeling it Patriot Day. And you're right, it does work on some mental levels with people who don't want to face the truth. I thank you so much for the call. See, there's somebody who did look at the other side, looked at the debunkers, and could see past their lies, their evil, their deliberate Johnny nonsense. You know, again, now a year plus ago, I'm there on the 8th anniversary. One of the debunkers comes up. I'm answering question after question after question, putting him in his place. I mention one article that he can't find. That's the one section that he posts on the internet. He says, oh, Jason Burmis is the liar. No one ever reported 2,700 degree temperatures. No one in FEMA reported that. Oh, he makes things up. What's he talking about? So then I produce the article. Does he recant? Does he take his video? No, he just puts his head in the sand and acts like the altercation never, ever happened. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Andy in North Carolina. Andy, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What do you say, bud?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I was just watching the protest today, and I really wish I could have been there to help push 9/11 truth. But, man, I got to tell you, that was just the wackiest mob of Ronald Reagan-wearing T-shirt, redneck Republicans I've ever seen in my life. I mean, those cats, if Newt Gingrich would have bounced out there and said, come on, we're going to take over, they would have went right along with them, and we'd have a fascist government today, right now. Boom.
And I think that that is the problem. But at the same time, you know, the media is going to marginalize people like yourself and others who weren't along those party lines. They want to play up, you know, they want to play up the racism angle. So if they show a bunch of people who are in cowboy hats and have the, you know, Reagan t-shirts on, they can, you know, try to justify that in other, you know, the left's mind, the people that are still caught in this paradigm. But if they show somebody with, the, I mean, how many times did you see the news actually show the Obama socialism joker on TV?
No, you didn't see that hardly at all.
Really? You didn't see that hardly at all? Because if you read the mainstream accounts in the newspaper, they were all over the place. That's how the media works. They want to marginalize the people that are getting beyond the paradigm. Well, and the numbers. See how it works on so many different levels. And, you know, I felt that way too. There's no doubt in my mind that there was a plethora of people like the ones you're talking about. Again, I went to the Tea Party in San Antonio where Glenn Beck, their god, was. And God forbid I talk about Glenn Beck bad. All of a sudden I was making enemies with people who were shaking my hand just moments ago. Or God forbid I take out the document about civilian internment labor camps that aren't supposed to exist, and I show them to somebody, then I'm an extremist, then I'm a terrorist. But let's be honest. It's good to see a couple million people out on the Capitol for any reason whatsoever. It shows me we're not dead yet, Andy.
Oh, well, absolutely, without a doubt. And that is true. Anytime you get a couple million people out, it's a really good thing, but it just really shows how galvanized hardcore left-right paradigm we really are, because where's all the sandal-wearing hippies? Where are they? Why aren't they out protesting the war? The war's ramped up. It's cranked up. I mean, you know, they should be out there, and they're not. It's just a sad state of affairs, but hopefully we can turn them around.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Good evening, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are the canine fellows doing?
Oh, they're doing well. We actually got a little rain, so they're a little wet this week. But other than that, hey,
yeah,
smiles and
love. They actually got a little puppy.
No, I got to listen. Three pit bulls is too many. I got three dogs. It's like having kids. That's enough for me. But yeah, no, we got a little rain out here. It's actually been nice. You know, good. It's been, you know, not 105 every day. I'm kind of digging it.
Well, I know. I prayed for you guys to get some rain. Neither you nor Alex ever complain about something so mundane as the weather. So
that's true.
I heard it was kind of drought-like down there a while back, so I was sure praying for you. Jason, we have basically, I've got an idea, and I just wanted you to take note of it. And if it has any applicable merit, I think it would really work well. But on Joyce Riley's show this past week, the Power Hour, if you're familiar with that one,
yep.
A caller called in, someone who travels the country, and they said that there were a lot of blank billboards throughout the country on busy federal and state highways, and that he quoted, he seemed to have some knowledge of it. He said the average price to rent one of those for a month are $500, which for a month's exposure, you know, of some really key information, warning, advertisement even for Alex's and yours new releases or whatever releases y'all have had in the past. All of these could be applied to billboards. Now, the kernel of my idea, Jason, is possibly if, and it's only an idea I've had, and I don't know if it's applicable, like I say, but if you could have a kind of a sub-money bomb, casual-type money bomb, that are something formal enough to where it would actually be calling to donate or donate on the internet and or to collect together a fund for people to draw out of, say, and it might work out to a 50-50 split or something like this to back people or totally finance people. The details could be done to actually get messages on boards throughout the country about the vaccination poison, about 9/11, perhaps with some key facts, but just the most urgent thing.
Well, I think that that is a really good idea, but I think that the way that it would have to work if we were able to do something like that is somebody would have to take charge and actually call these establishments up and get actual prices, and then they would have to probably do their own sub-money bomb where we weren't really involved. And if they wanted to put Infowars.com or investigate 9/11 on them, I would be totally encouraging. But something that people can do right now today with no money or a fraction of even $500. You may not get a month's coverage unless you want to go out there every day for a month. As you go get a can of spray paint, you go get a white sheet, and you do some video blogging where it's essentially the same exact thing, where you have a king-size sheet with a message and a website and people out there, and that way you can hand out DVDs at the same time. But I agree with you. I one of the things I notice almost every day as I'm driving into work are the enormous billboards that I pass, and this is a rough economy. So, you know, I encourage people to maybe, you know, have a sub post somewhere on the forums or a 9/11 blogger or We Are Change or a truthaction.org, because I think that's a great idea, Mark, and I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Michael in New York City. Michael, you're on the line.
Hello, I was calling because I wanted to see, Jason, what you think is going to happen at this G20 meeting in Pittsburgh. I mean, I look at the website and they keep on putting up a whole bunch of information of where they're going to have security people, even Secret Service guys, and I mean...
Well, from what I know, they're going to be shutting down some bridges. Hold over and we'll discuss the upcoming G20 in Pittsburgh.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
If you believe in redemption, I would take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I would take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I would take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. We're talking to Michael in New York City. Michael, what was your question again?
I was asking, what do you think is going to happen at this G20 in Pittsburgh? Because when you look at the site, they keep on putting up all the information of where the security personnel, even the Secret Service. I mean, why would you tell people where you're going to have the Secret Service exactly?
Well, I think, first of all, they're prepping the public for limited mobility. In other words, one of my buddies actually goes to school out in Pittsburgh. He goes to dental school. He's an older guy. But he knows right off the bat all the major bridges are going to be quarantined, cut off, and not in use. So you're probably going to be stuck in the city on most occasions. On top of that, they want to let you know that there's going to be a high Homeland Security / NSA / CIA / Secret Service presence, as well as international forces to protect other world leaders. And I think what they're prepping us for is the official announcement that the dollar has collapsed. I mean, it doesn't get much more official than them actually announcing it in Forbes this week, September 8th. The dollar collapses. This isn't Jason Burmis. This is Forbes. And on the same exact day that they announce that the dollar is collapsing, the UN is calling for a new global currency. And on the same day that they announce that the UN is calling for a new global currency, they also announce without any debate that Barack Obama is going to be the first sitting president to head the UN Security Council in this country. And that he's about to host a large meeting. And as the dollar collapses, they talk about these green jobs and the integration of this new carbon-based economy. So I think you're going to see an announcement that the dollar has collapsed, that we may need some kind of a new currency. Or standalone, it will no longer be the world reserve currency, which is a very likely announcement, with Barack Obama, you know, giving it to you as best he can, saying, you know, this is what we need for the world, and it's time to, you know, be fair with everybody so we can economically prosper throughout. And they're setting this guy up as the next globalist mouthpiece. That's my opinion on what you're going to see at the G20. I don't think that they're going to take it much further than that. In other words, I don't necessarily think that they're going to say, hey, this is the global currency, in a physical form, but they are going to say that there is no more dollar as a world reserve currency. That's my prediction. We'll see. I don't think you're going to see any kind of like false flag terror attack or anything like that in Pittsburgh, for sure. But it does seem like it's going to be a monumental moment leading up to these Copenhagen talks, where they're really going to lay out the case for a worldwide carbon tax and carbon-based credit system in their smart grid. Anything else, Michael?
I just heard some military people saying that you shouldn't be near any big cities around the September 10th, 15th time frame, and I was just more, that's the reason I asked about the G20 thing, because of what some military people were saying. I mean, have you heard anything about that?
You know, those buzz, you hear that a lot. I don't usually hold credence to it. I'm glad that we have some watchdogs out there that are looking at a lot of the military drills that have been going on in the past few months. I think you're going to see a big lockdown of the city in Pittsburgh, but I don't think you're going to see a false flag terror event there. I think that they're doing that because there is going to be a rather unpopular announcement coming up September 24th and 25th regarding a global currency. All right, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's going on?
going on? I just have two things tonight quick. First, let me just preface this first story by saying this last week I haven't been able to keep up much in planning for the We Are Change 9/11 thing and whatnot, because we were providing refreshments and handing out DVDs on 9/11 at this skateboarding competition in the city. I was talking to Alex earlier, and I was being real positive about the Charlie Sheen letter, saying I was like, good for Charlie, you know, I hope it brings more people to the movement. And he got all agitated and offensive. He was like, hold on, really, you hope? You hope? And he brings up the numbers, and I was like, I'm thinking, relax, man, like, you're making me feel like the goat from the Adam Sandler skit. You're the old man. You're like, put the Dukes up. I'm like, I got no Dukes, old man, relax. Like, I haven't been able to see the numbers yet, man. Like, take
well,
it
no,
easy.
No, no, hey, team, hey, I hear you, but I will say this. It does look like we were able to bring a lot more people at least in to look at the information, because that 6.5 minute video that's on YouTube, you've seen that? Yes, Mark? Have you seen the new video yet? Or we let Mark go?
Well, hold on.
Well, I was going to say
that video on YouTube. Say that last.
I was asking if you'd seen the 6.5 minute video on YouTube. I mean, we've got almost 500,000 views as of today. I think it's probably beyond the 500,000 point, which tells me that there are a lot of people concerned with this issue when the media barely even covered 9/11 in its official version this year. Hold on, Mark. We'll come back to you after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Tomorrow will be okay. But I know that I'm on the outside.
Yes, for the second time, Stain brings us outside. I don't have 55 other songs. No, I do have 55 other songs, but that's okay. We're talking to Mark in Wisconsin about the Charlie Sheen 20 minutes with the president letter and the follow-up video on YouTube. It's about 6.5 minutes long. I was asking it, have you seen the video yet, Mark?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't completely understand what video you meant at first. Yeah, it's about 6 minutes, 30 seconds. It's the video message to the President Obama from Charlie Sheen.
And to me, that's not only excellent in the way that its approach is made, you know, directly towards the president, but it's something that's just a little over 5 minutes long. It may catch a lot of the people that really haven't been that interested in politics in the last 5 years or just, you know, getting out of high school or maybe in middle school and never been familiar with this material, to bring them in and have them start looking at A Loose Change or A Fabled Enemies or a lot of the other great info that's out there about 9/11. So in that respect, that video has been out there, I think, now 3.5-4 days, and we have 500,000 views. I think that's a huge success in itself. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I actually just brought it up. You're right. It's about 500,000 views right now. That is awesome. You know, like, now that I'm seeing the numbers on it, I'm definitely definitely pleased with the results. And I mean, obviously, you know, Jones claimed earlier that this thing wasn't even done yet. So if there's more to go, then, you know, whatever, let's keep going.
No, I agree. And you're right. It's not done yet. And I really think that there are some things behind the scenes that people don't know about that could make it even larger. But earlier in the show, I read this piece in full because it was so good. It's called 9/11 Anniversary, A Lovely Day for a Spot of Protesting at the BBC. And this was written, Mark, by the gentleman that got into the Bilderberg conference and covered it for The Guardian earlier this year, Charlie Skelton. Do you remember that character?
Was he the one who originally wrote what was almost like a hit piece and then came back completely the other way around on it, or was that
somebody
else?
No, that is the guy, and he's a younger guy. He's kind of an actor-comedian type, and he does, you know, these little stories for them, and they thought they were going to send him, and he was going to be smarmy to, you know, conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hat wearers and play that ball game. And at first he bit the bait because he was part of this controlled paradigm. But as the days progressed and he realized, hey, I'm not allowed to take pictures of these people. Hey, I am being detained. Hey, the press isn't covering this. He did a complete 180 and started to report the truth. And if you tuned in late and you haven't read this piece, this is the most positive 9/11 truth piece to date, in my opinion. And it's done with his sense of humor. And it put a smile on my face to know that, you know, InfoWars and this team here was able to reach a mainline journalist so that he could help our agenda as well. Have you read it yet?
No, that one I haven't seen. There is one thing I did have for you, though. I was just wondering if you either have covered, because I didn't see the very beginning of the show, or if you've seen this. There's a Bloomberg article. The headline is Swine Flu Shots to Start in 3 Weeks as U.S. Cases Spread. It was from Bloomberg. It just came out today. I thought you might want to check it out.
No, I hadn't seen that, but that does seem to be the hype. It's what you're seeing at MSNBC and CNN.com, that the shots will be ready in 3 weeks. They will be dispensed through the local schools. First, pregnant women and children are the first people they're endorsing to get this, and then the parents of those children. And remember, they're openly stating that in Canada, Switzerland, and other places, they may even pull it here, for the 18 to 30 crowd, that they don't think that they're going to be able to get to willingly take the swine flu. They're going to set up shop outside of bars so they can hit them.
Yeah. Absurd.
So they can hit them when they're most vulnerable. Mark, I thank you for the call. It's 888-201-2244. Let's go to Steve in Houston. Steve, you're online. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Jason. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to bring up, I contacted Alex, by phone, and I also text messaged him about this. I sent an email to Rob Deanne Aaron, and you have got to look at what I sent you. I got in an email, I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Mercola does sound pretty familiar. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's in Chicago, Illinois. It's Mercola.com. This guy has tons of health-related information. Of course, he exposes all the garbage that's out there, compliments of the pharmaceutical industry. And he does it more from a health perspective. I think he's starting to be awakened to this global conspiracy as well. Anyway, in his newsletter I get, it's pretty much daily. I got an email from him yesterday, and it had a thing in there about the truth about vaccination. So I went and looked at this, and this is what I emailed to both Rob and Aaron, and I really, I hope you'll get this from them. And I told Alex about it in a text message. He was busy on a radio show at the time. But you have got to see the book that I forwarded to you guys. This book is called Horrors of Vaccinations Exposed and Illustrated. It was published in 1920 by a guy named Charles M. Higgins. And of all the people, the entities who have made this public, it's Google Books. I guess there must be somebody on the inside that's on our side, because what they did was they actually went to a library, found this book, Gathering Dust, and they scanned it in, and it's out there for public consumption. I just want to highlight some things that the guy says. It's 212 pages, and again, keep in mind, this was published in 1920, okay? And what this guy goes into there's a guy he cites that was named John Pitcairn. He was the president of the Anti-Vaccination League of America. He was born in Scotland in 1841. He died in Pennsylvania in 1916, and they actually had a branch in England at this time as well back then. It goes into what they call the vaccine holocaust of 1902 and 1908, where cows, it has a section called the wholesale infection, slaughter, and sacrifice of cattle caused by vaccination. And I'm telling you, Jason, when you look at this book, it is just amazing. I just want to give you a rundown of, he has like 10 keynotes he goes through, and most of these are based on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, of our inalienable rights that we have, and how basically vaccinations are a violation of that. And it's interesting because he has some quotes in this right at the beginning of this book from different people, doctors. I want you to hear what they said. And this is, again, this is from the 1800s. This amazing act is the homicidal insanity of a whole profession. This is blood assassination. Dr. James J. Garth Wilkinson, 1876. It is unwise for the physician to force the operation upon those who are unwilling or to give assurances of absolute harmlessness. Dr. Osler's Modern Medicine, 1913. Vaccination is not always a harmless procedure. It must be looked upon as the production of an acute infectious disease. Dr. Milton J. Rousseau, 1914. Against the body of a healthy man, Parliament has no right of assault whatsoever under pretense of the public health. Professor F.W. Newman of Oxford. And finally, vaccination, this is the real kicker, vaccination is a delusion. It's penal enforcement, a crime. Professor Alfred Russel Wallace in The Wonderful Century, 1899. I'm telling you, brother, this is a bombshell. You get a hold of this, read it, and you put this thing out there once you've looked it over. This will go viral. I mean, this is of, I think, and this is timely. To me, this is of the same impact as what Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen are now doing, because especially with what we have on the immediate horizon with this hoax with the swine flu and the forced vaccinations, I think this is what we need to finally awaken people. And this is from a century ago.
No, I agree, and I'm going to take a look at it. I thank you for the call. And it really is timely. I mean, you drive by a Walgreens right now in Austin, Texas, and one of the huge things that is signing, flashing on the electronic sign is flu shots, $24.99, 24 hours. See, they're hyping up the regular flu through this H1N1 pandemic. Oh, pig flu. Remember, it's not H1N1. It's human flu, H1N1, H5N1, bird flu, mixed in this cocktail, and yet they're still fear-mongering about the regular flu, trying to trick people into thinking that they're going to have immunity if they take a Tamiflu shot or something of the like. And I'm sure they're making hand over fist in cash Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Jim, you're on the line.
Jason, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
There?
All yes, right. Sir.
Hey, look, I just want to say, there's in my personal opinion, there's nothing new in the world about this New World Order. It's been around since the time of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And what the American people, I feel, have to do is they have to get back to what the foundation and the roots of America. And, you know, Alex, he's always saying the answer 1984, 1776. Well, everything that we're espousing is Jefferson, you know, Jeffersonian principles, and Jeffersonian principles are based upon John Locke's two treaties of government. That's what we have to get back to. The American people have to get educated in the foundations of this country. The action of the Second Continental Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the United States, is nothing more than a brief summary of Locke's two treaties of government with a list of grievances from against King George.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to get to. And if the American people can educate themselves into their political status and their political right, we have a foundation to work upon to getting this back, is what I'm saying. And I would highly recommend to all your listeners, study Locke. You know, now some of the left and some of the right, they all read it. It's standard for a political science degree, but the American people need to know. The American workers, the guy that works at McDonald's needs to know John Locke so he knows his political steps.
Well, I agree, and I think that we also have to get back to the fact that we should be treating each other how we want to be treated, but not let that cloud the agenda where they can say, oh, redistribution of wealth is good.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, communism doesn't work. You know, I remember the International Brotherhood of Electric Workers. We stand opposed to communism. I'm a union member, and I hate communism. But,
yeah, no,
John
I'm with
Locke
you.
Is the answer, brother, and we got to educate ourselves. That's what I keep telling my union members. We have to educate ourselves. And understand the scam that's being perpetuated against us. It's nothing but a scam. The Federal Reserve System is a con.
The Federal Reserve System, I think, is beyond a con.
It's a scam.
Oh,
that's all it is.
It's beyond a scam. I mean, it's really a tool for their consolidation of power at a unbelievable level at this point. I thank you for the call. I mean, the Federal Reserve is now being given the powers of what the SEC had and even more, as it is amalgamated into this World Bank IMF system, as the IMF tells us that this world economic crisis is going to continue, but slovenly Americans just so desperately want to believe their Lord and Savior, their leader, Barack Obama, that they will allow him to make statements like, we have took the economy from the brink of disaster and pulled it back, and now we have growth. There's no growth. There's massive unemployment. There's a dollar that is, as we speak, folks, the nails are in the coffin, and it is getting ready to be laid to rest in about, well, what's the date today? The 13th? You got 11 days, possibly 12 before they make that very announcement. Meanwhile, and, you know, I respect him in his opinion that the New World Order is not new at all. It's the old world order, and it is. Except for the fact that the New World Order now is so much more sophisticated technologically. They have really been able to create a technopoly, if you will. You know, forget about a monopoly or a technocracy. They have a technopoly where they control the majority of advanced technologies and wean it out to the populace. They're the ones that are in control of the media that disperses information. They're the ones that are there to promote social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace in order to get all of your personal information. They're the ones that are in favor of the new Microsoft Project Natal because it puts a motion scanner facial recognition camera in the homes of millions of Americans with a connection to the internet 24/7, 365. And if that weren't enough, I'm hoping that my guys can find this article really quick and pull it up there, because I want people to see how they're selling this image of a new world order to young people. Striptease meets comic strip. Type that in, see if you can pull up the article, because these women are so scantily clad, and it's kind of like this online deal. There was a time when all we wanted was to be Wonder Woman, but Agent Provocateur has created a whole series of superheroes from its latest campaign, taking girl power to a very sophisticated new height. No, I wouldn't say they're taking this to a new height. girl power, I guess, that was promoted by the Spice Girls was really, you know, used to exploit young girls and make them into sex objects. And here we go. Here it is up on the screen at prisonplanet.tv. Scroll through some of these women. Remember, it's titled The New World Order, and it's a bunch of women in these sci-fi motifs in barely anything. The one that's on the screen right now is dressed pretty conservatively compared to these other ones. And when you get down to like the bottom, there's literally girls that look like they're in a strip club. There's one right there, Pantheria. Looks like, you know, someone you would see in a strip club. And this is being promoted to your preteen and teenage boy. I mean, take a look at the one that we're scrolling through right now. Hornet and the Bullet. Women as sex objects to promote a globalist agenda through agent provocateur comic books. It's pretty hard to believe, except for we're looking at it right now. And this could be a big hit. Obviously, it's getting quite the spread in the Daily Mail online. You know, it's not like one picture here. They're showing some pretty hardcore pictures promoting this. Now, I don't know if that's because they're owned by the same media outlet or the same publisher. One might think that may be the case. And they're promoting this, but these aren't paintings. These are real girls. See, a series of films on the label's website also tell the story of the Lace Maidens, who take their style lead from the classic French maid with white ruffles, trim bras, and knickers, as well as the Kamikaze twins, who fittingly wear lace-trimmed camisoles. Elmira the Explorer is a modern-day Lara Croft as captain of the spaceship, and Chameleon flickers from color to color with a wave of her staff. But what the message here is, hot chicks like global government, you should too. They're the ones with the cool powers. And now it's not just, you know, you're looking at Wonder Woman. You know, in my day, I think that the raciest comic chick was maybe Elektra from the Daredevil series. She dressed a little scantily clad. She killed people. She wasn't in the light of Wonder Woman or Supergirl. No, she was a little more hardcore. And obviously, Lara Croft, which wasn't a comic book but a video game, became enshrined in pop culture. But this is beyond that step. And I will say the Lara Croft movies, the movies, not so much the video games, I didn't play them that much, did deal with the Illuminati and some symbolism there. But this is blatant. It's called the New World Order, and it's women in lingerie. I mean, if I was a 12-year-old kid, I'd probably be like, sign me up. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up after this. If you missed any of the program, you can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com or prisonplanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Final segment of the Info Warrior, 8 years after 9/11. It still hits me extremely hard. I was very depressed this week. I usually don't get down. I'm usually, you know, Mr. Happy smiles across the office. But I got to tell you, even though I've really dedicated my life to trying to expose the truth of 9/11 to other people so that we can take action and take our country back, bring it back to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, I do have a heavy heart about the situation because, again, nobody who was really involved in the planning or the participation of this heinous, unbelievable act of horror and terror in our country has been brought to justice. And the mainstream media is very content to sit there and call us conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat wearers, try to hang those out to dry like Van Jones, who dare sign a petition asking about the truth behind 9/11, who try to attack Charlie Sheen, the number one paid actor in all of the world, because he has questions and he's not afraid to speak out. Well, I just want to commend Mr. Sheen in this final segment and say, you know, Charlie, the work that you did in the past month has really come to fruition now, not only with the 20 minutes with the president letter that went viral, but now this video, which is going to get a million views probably before the week is out. Just that one link that we have up, just one, and it was copied and uploaded hundreds of times, has almost 500,000 views in just 3 or 4 short days. And then we put out one without music for some people that for some reason don't like a backbeat or whatever, and that's got tens of thousands of views. And then there's some other people that have reposted it and gotten tens of thousands of views, and it's made its way onto Fox Television as O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera twist reality and their mustaches. Actually, wouldn't it be great to watch O'Reilly twist Geraldo's mustache? I think I might actually pay for that. What do you think, Hoosh? Yeah? You'd want to see that? Yes? Me too. Folks, the main thing is we can break into the mainstream. We can get another investigation. New York City can finally got their signatures validated through going to lawyers. They had to fight tooth and nail to get this on a ballot. And now we're going to have to fight tooth and nail that it's now that it's on a ballot to get it passed so that we can have an independent investigation into 9/11 headed in New York City so that we can find out just a little bit more of the truth. Bring out some more pieces of the puzzle. Because until every American fully understands what false flag terror is, what really occurred on 9/11, how this was a ultra power play by the establishment to consolidate power and rein in Anglo-American influence throughout the world so that they could achieve their New World Order on another level. They could go into other countries preemptively. They could set up torture areas which were just open in the media and continue renditions. Continue wars for what will be a decade and only 2 years in the Middle East. Only 2 years away from a decade-long war in Afghanistan. How many people out there when this initially occurred thought that that would happen? No, the way the media played it up, we were going to go inside, we were going to get the boogeyman, and then we were going to do a little cleanup around the world, but things would be back to normal. Things are never going back to normal. Homeland Security is never going to leave us. Green Day was right in their title track, 21st Century Breakdown. Video games, watch the towers fall. Homeland Security here to kill us all. And whether that's a soft kill weapon, like this H1N1 vaccine that they're going to try to push on the people, or a bullet to the head for that young 18-year-old soldier over in the Middle East who doesn't even know what he's fighting for, they don't care. You are their pets, and sometimes even lower than that. And it's time to stand up to this tyranny, to have a voice, to scream from the rooftops, we're not going to take it anymore. We want our Constitution and Bill of Rights back. If you missed any of the program, you go to theinfowarrior.com, download the podcast, or get it in high video quality over at prisonplanet.tv. God bless you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.